and she got her breast cut off, right? And then she, later on, she became, she was saved. And then she had to put it back on. Are you with me? Now this girl, if she's out there now telling people, you know, teaching that that's wrong. Are you with me? But think about it, right? That you got some doctors out there who will help a person to change their selves. Are you with me? God didn't never told us to do that. If anything, he said, just like if you got a broken leg, go to the doctor, he'll what? Fix it. If you got a bad cut or wound or whatever, the doctor will fix it. He never told the doctor to place nothing on or take nothing off like that. Right? But why are we doing that? You see? Because Satan is having his way. Yeah. Right? The secret things belong to the Lord, but that's with revealed to us is belong to who us forever. In other words, we had to teach our children, and our children should teach our children's children. Mm-hmm. That's what God wants us to do. You see, to teach, you know, keep on teaching his word, his way. But for some reason, we want to be God. We want to know what God knows. We want to know the depth.
Because people think they know better.
Yes, that's right. Like God is slow. You know, God is old fashioned. You know, he don't really understand what's going on now. This world is.
God will thwart the plans of the evildoers like he did at the Tower of Babel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of other instances too.
All we have to do is trust the Lord. Trust him. God knows. You know, if we ever take a chance to just at night, just to look up at the stars, right? And it's just amazing how they just hang up there like that. Are you with me? But man want to know how it hangs up there like that. Are you with me? He want to know why. And man going to want to see sooner or later if he can build a star. Man gonna want to see sooner or later. Can he what build a planet that's livable? You know, because man want to be God. He's not satisfied what is, right? But he needs to know more, and then he can't do what he need to know.
You know, we know someone else that wanted to be like God, mm-hmm. and he no longer is where he's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And you probably know I'm talking about Satan. Mm-hmm. He was in the presence of God mm-hmm. and wanted to be like God. Mm-hmm. His punishment came real quick. Mm-hmm. We need to leave things that belong to God alone.
That's right.
He has given us so much freedom. Mm-hmm. Why do we have to mess with things that we have no business messing with?
And just like how you're thinking, there's somebody who's thinking opposite. And you wonder, why do you think like that? Why do you think that you need to help God along the way? Why do you think, you know, and like I said, you know, some people want to, they have asked me the question, right? Where did God come from? I don't want to know, because that would bust my head wide open, even just to think, you know, to try to map that out. It would blow my head up. Are you with me? Where did God come from? I don't want to, excuse me for even asking that question, right? But that's what man is. He wants to know that origin. He it's like he got to know that. Are you with me? He ain't gonna stop until God stop him.
You know, we were talking about similar issues on Friday that people want to change things mm-hmm. and stuff. And we were talking about that, you know, we needed certain things we need to leave alone. Mm-hmm. And I lost my train of thought. It's gone. Mm-hmm. It just left me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, since it happened, I mean, I'm younger than you, and guess what? I brain fog. I get it. Yes, ma'am. You know, yes, ma'am.
Comes back, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right, bro.
Brad, along with what sister was saying, the whole thing in a nutshell is we have strayed away from the word.
Yeah.
From God's teaching,
mm-hmm.
from what God wanted us to do from the beginning. When he gave us commandments, he gave us the law of how we're supposed to live.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't good enough. He sent his son to show us. But we have strayed away, and it's because of Satan carrying us off on a tangent, you know, the same way he did with Eve. And, you know, we put more emphasis on the fact that it was Eve. Eve might have been the first, but Adam knew right from wrong also, and he still went along with it, you know. So they were both guilty, and the reason why we're in the shape that we're in. And Satan's purpose is to cause chaos and to raise doubt. And we're falling right behind all everything what he wants to do instead of falling behind what God wants to do. If we try to live by the word more and have morals instead of straying away from morals, we will be a better place. But nobody wants to do that because we're caught up in what the devil, picture that the devil shows us.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it look so good and so alluring. And then after we get in it, then we realize, oh, we're messed up. You know, it's like you go off on a path. You don't realize you go off that path until you realize that, oh, the right path is way over there. I'm straight away. And it's so easy to do.
The wish.
You know, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us this. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of darkness in the world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
He's warned us of the spiritual warfare that we're facing today, and they're not going to become easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to become harder.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to rely more and more on God for us to be able to survive this spiritual warfare.
Exactly.
Because this world's getting further and further away from what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be prepared for this battle.
And I'm glad you said that, because we who know God, we lean on God, but those who don't know God lean on man's wisdom, you know, what man has done, because man has come a long ways, right? The bubonic, the plague, right? Man has got through that with a vaccine. The measles, the mumps, chicken pox. Man has got through that. So man is what? Smart, right? You know, COVID, we know about that. We know about COVID. Man has gotten through that. So man is getting smart. So I'm gonna trust in man, because man ain't playing. You know, man is getting smart.
Well, and the inquisitiveness of man is something that God gave us,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
wisdom he gives to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he makes geniuses. And as long as those are doing something that isn't outside of his realm of goodness,
mm-hmm.
It's made advances in medicine, it's made advances in cancer research and scientific finds. So it's not all, man's inquisitiveness is not all bad, but it's what we do with that and how we do it that can lead to evil.
Amen. When we look at Solomon.
Well, I was going to mention earlier that it came back. That a lot of things, I believe, is Satan-induced,
mm-hmm.
whispering in people's ears. You know,
mm-hmm.
if ain't money induced, because some of these doctors that do all of these things, they in it for the money. Mm-hmm. And I think people are just misled, and you can't for especially for Christians, you cannot go along with that and then still claim that you love Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's just not possible. You got to be doing either be all against this, mm-hmm. or you know, be all for it. So it's a difficult battle sometimes to see where all this is coming from, and I believe it's coming from Satan. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Bible said you can't mammon, and you can't serve both. You know, you. It's just like a fella having two girlfriends. He ain't gonna like this, you know. He gonna like one of them, you know, or vice versa. The girl who got two boyfriends, they gonna like one better than the other, you know. He gonna want to probably keep both of them, but you know. And when we look at Solomon, right? Solomon was the wisest man on earth. Compared to Jesus, he was. You can't even compare him to Jesus. I shouldn't even say that. But Jesus was the. But Solomon was wise. But what he done with his wisdom, he let his wisdom for God go to sleep. And he brought the other side of the wisdom into what woke that up. Mm-hmm. See, because, you know, one of the things he was supposed to deal with the outside, right? But he went with the outside, and what happened when he went with the outside women, and so forth and so on. He wanted to please them so much that he what built them an idol, right? And he just went off the grid. But he was wise. God blessed him with wisdom, just like this sister said. God bless us with wisdom, but it's what we do with the wisdom. Are you with me? It's just like if he blessed me with a car, he didn't tell me to drive fast, you know, because I got a car. You know, I'm going down Petersburg full speed, right? You know, that's unwise. But he blessed us with wisdom, how to drive and so forth and so on. Like I said, all these the plagues and whatnot we went through, man is getting smarter. Man is so smart now that he can go up into space. Are you with me? He can go up into space now. Now they're thinking about going to Mars now, right? I mean, hey. That's smart. If you can get there, I know I can't get there. You know, ain't no need to ask me how to get to Mars, because I do not know. I don't know if you go that away, if you go that away, I don't know how to get there.
Go that way.
That way, right? You know, I don't know how to get there. You know, thank you. I don't know, right? But man is getting so wise until he said, well, Lord, when I need you, I'll what? Call you. Right?
You know, you mentioned Solomon, but if you go back when Solomon got older, mm-hmm. what yes, did sir. He say about all of this?
Yes, ma'am.
He said it's all vanity.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, all the wisdom we have here mm-hmm. on earth, mm-hmm. all the riches, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it's nothing.
Nothing.
It's nothing.
Bible teaches, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some has erred from the faith, has covered themselves with brought a lot of pain to themselves because they love money instead of God. And one of the things now, right? A lot of people is following money. They like to go, excuse the expression, they like to go to a congregation or a church that has what? A lot. Are you with me? You know, has a lot. They want friends who have what? A lot. Are you with me? Friends who ain't got nothing. I ain't got time for you. Are you with me? But we as Christians, we don't see it like that. Are you with me? We are friends to those who need a friend. whether you rich, poor, whatever, right? But money, like the Bible said, is the root of all evil. Is the root, the love of it, excuse me, not money, but the love of it is the root of all evil. And the Bible says you can't love mammon and God, for you will love one more than you love the other. Right? And we are not placed, you know, it's just like I'm married, right? My wife shouldn't place me with another man, you know, saying, he's a better man than you, you know. That hurts. Is that, are you with me? So think about God, right? If we're supposed to be Jesus' bride, are you with me? That's who we're supposed to be. He made it an understanding like that. That's who we are, bride. He wouldn't want his bride to look at him and think about him like that. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? He would want his bride, who he's getting ready to marry, to what? Love him and respect him and fellowship with him and are you with me? Be close to him.
The gospel has always been easy to understand, mm-hmm. easy to comprehend. It's not so hard to execute either. Christ made a lot of statements that are to the point. Matthew 12:30. I'll be reading the NIV. Whoever's not with me is against me. Mm-hmm. Whoever does not gather with me,
okay.
Right? I don't think it
can
be any simpler than that.
Exactly. It's a learning, right? It's a learning. We say it like this. This is not scripture, but this is how we say it. The Old Testament is for our learning, but the New Testament is unto salvation, right? In the Old Testament, right, there's a lot of things that happen that we don't want in these days. So we're not in that Old Testament. We're at, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. The Old Testament for our learning. Mm-hmm. But also, a lot of things, obviously, that happened mm-hmm. in the Old Testament is the foundation for today.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the truth has always been the truth since it was ever spoken or written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, back in Deuteronomy, I'm going to pick up at verse 22.
Mm-hmm. Same chapter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 29, huh? Your children who follow you in later generations and foreigners who come from distant lands will see the calamities that have fallen on the land and the diseases with which the Lord has afflicted it. Now, let's review. Mm-hmm. The diseases. Okay? The Lord has afflicted diseases. And you mentioned the plagues. Other diseases. The whole land will be a burning waste of salt and sulfur. Mm-hmm. Nothing planted, nothing sprouting, no vegetation growing on it. It will be like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. And you know, from to this day, when they look at the satellites down at Sodom and Gomorrah, mm-hmm. nothing is growing. Nothing. Admah and Zebulun, which the Lord overthrew in fierce anger. Again, what do we pick up there about his character? That's fierce anger from the Lord. He is perfectly capable of that. And he will do it as he has done it. All the nations will ask, why has the Lord done this to this land? And they're still asking.
Today.
Yes. Why? Why this fierce burning anger? Do we not know our God is a righteous God? Mm-hmm. He is a jealous God. He does not. I don't. You're either for him or you're against him, as I mentioned earlier in the New Testament. And the answer will be, it is because this people abandoned the covenant of the Lord,
yeah. mm-hmm.
the God of their fathers, the covenant he made with them when he brought them out of Egypt. They went off and worshiped other gods, whether it be money, NFL players, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
were off and worshiped other gods and bowed down to them. Gods they did not know, gods he had not given them. Therefore the Lord's anger burned against this land, so that he brought on it all the curses written in this book. In furious anger and in great wrath, the Lord uprooted them from their land and thrust them into another land as it is now. And then following on, verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. And we say amen to that.
Amen.
But the things revealed belong to us and our children forever. So what we just read has been revealed to us. God's capability of fierce anger. And what he can do and has done with it.
No and one wants to hear that.
I know.
These days.
I know that. But again, back in the, and you either for either for him or against him, and that's part of him. That is part of our Creator. That's who he is, and as he lets us know, so we are very well aware. Like he'd mentioned in the secular sense, you don't want your wife, but you don't want your wife doing things that make you jealous.
Exactly.
God gave you breath. God gave you everything that we have. And does he want to be treated second class, third class, right, last class?
They say that he's jealous. Yes.
He is.
Sister,
I was just going to say, why is man doing the things he's doing? Mm-hmm. I think it's because we never satisfy with whatever state we're in. We either want more, or we want better, or we want whatever we don't have, we want it, and therefore we go way beyond where we should be. I go back to Paul when he said, I have found a secret to be content in any state that I am in, whether I'm hungry or I have plenty to eat. That's where I want to be, to be content wherever I am. God has blessed every one of us in here with whatever we need to survive. But yet we keep striving for more and more.
It said that, person said that all I want is $1 million and that's it, right? The person got $1 million and guess what?
More.
It's funny how we talk about men want to know more. One thing about God, he's an open book. He told you how the earth was created. And he tells you how the earth is going to be destroyed. He tells you what he expects for salvation.
Exactly.
He lays it all out. He doesn't hide anything from us, from what we need to do to be successful. We do not want to accept the truth.
Exactly.
But God is an open book. He doesn't hide anything. He's not going to on judgment day say, hey, you didn't do this. Well, I didn't know about that, Lord. It's all open to us for what we need as Christians.
Exactly.
We're just not willing to accept it.
That's it.
We have all the truth right here in front of us.
That's right. And you know, to add on what you said, you know, the devil is busy, right? Mm-hmm. He's busy, and he's making things convenient. Things, sinful things, look just as nice, and you know, like, man, I want a part of that. And just like Chuck was saying, right. I'm getting high, and Chuck, he coming here with Christ. He done messed my high up, you know. He done messed it up. Chuck, why don't you just go on someplace, right? You know, I'm trying to get right here. You know, I'm trying to get nice, and he comes, you know. Now I got to start all over. I ain't got but $5 left. And, you know, he done messed. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You see, when the world hears that, they don't want that because they're too busy having fleshly fun.
Right.
You know, that fleshly fun. You know, and you mess that up, then, you know, you just ruined that day. You just messed me up. You know. This world love its own. Are you with me? They love to be around people who love wrong. Are you with me? Go ahead.
Speaking of what everyone talks about, you just said they don't want to hear it. But as we know, if someone repeats something, it's more than likely important for us. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking back on Dollar saying that when we talk about Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, through Solomon, God tells us that he was looking for us. And hold on, I just lost my page. To
everybody got brain fog this morning. What's going on?
But he is basically telling us to turn away from evil and to turn to him and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, and we will hear from him, mm-hmm, from heaven.
Amen.
And then Acts is repeated, I take it this way, in Acts 3:19, where it's being said, repent, and basically, again, turn away from your evil ways so that you can receive the blessings. Mm-hmm. So, as has been said, it's written, we can't limit ourselves to the old, we can't limit ourselves to the new. We have to, as we're talking about, Christ is our bridegroom, we have to marry the word, because if he did it then, he said it before, it can happen again, and we're just, when sometimes we can't ask why is this happening if I didn't listen to the directions I was given. Like, we just all know that. We've all experienced it, we've all lived it, but someone has introduced the word to you, and when someone has introduced it, it's up to you to decide if you want to partake. And if they're not hearing, then they are causing all of this havoc that we're having. But then, I'm not saying that we are not, as Christians, praying to God for understanding and wisdom, but they're crying out. I'm not blaming anyone on television. You see the news. Like, oh, I don't know why this happened to me. You're asking the wrong questions, because why it happens is irrelevant. What are you going to do now that it has? Because if you're not walking in faith, this is the time to really turn your life around. And they're not hearing it. They're not hearing it on any way it comes.
The secret things belong to the Lord, but that which he has revealed to us belong to who? Us. What God has revealed, that's what we need to know. What he's revealed. You know, the secret things. Go ahead, right there.
I think God intended to put this early in his book. Let us know that he's God Almighty. We, our pea brains, cannot possibly understand what he understands, what he knows. So he's telling us there's some things in here that you're not going to understand because you just, your mind set in on him or able to him. He's also telling us that because there are things that we're not going to know, we don't need and should not be disputing these things that we don't know. Mm-hmm. If we don't know them, we can't get up. We shouldn't be up here arguing how to take it. Because whoever side you're on don't know, because God tells you he has some secret things that you don't know about. If it doesn't have to do with your salvation, you know, it's not part of your, should not be part of your conversation anyway, just where you and your brother have ought against each other. But without this understanding and accepting this, then where is the faith, as Carl was saying? You've got to have faith in me that what I'm telling you is true, and it's going to be just, and it's going to be right.
Exactly.
There's no use sitting up being disputing over matters that do not have to do with your salvation.
Exactly.
Because you just don't comprehend it. Mm-hmm.
Because when we, the devil wants division. Mm-hmm. If a house is arguing, you're going to be divided, mm-hmm, because of the argument. It's, whatever house is arguing, it's because they think differently. And what happens is, if you can't handle it in a manageable way, it's going to be division. That's why the Church of Christ has divided. There's many buildings that says Church of Christ, right? But it's not doing what we scripturally see. Right, you have some churches of Christ who have instrumental music. We stay away from that, don't we? God, we might not see God said, "Thou shalt not have instrumental music in worship." Right, we leave it alone because He didn't tell us to. Are you with me? Another thing, I've heard that that there are women, and sisters, I love you, right? Yes, ma'am. Without you, I don't know where we'll be right now, right? God knew what he was doing when he made you. Believe me, I don't know if you got it like I'm trying to tell you, but thank God for you. But in some churches, they have women who are teaching, preaching. Are you with me? We may not see that God said, thou shalt not have a woman preaching, but we don't see where there is one preaching in the Old in the New Testament. That's why we stay away from it. And because of this, there's some division going on. There's some division right now in the Church of Christ. All right? They were like that some, but hey, they have changed. Are you with me? And who changed them? Are you with me? You see, God didn't change them. Who changed them? They changed them, you know, because they felt for the fleshly way. And like I said before, we have to learn about the flesh, the carnalness and spiritual, right? That's a big difference, right? Because when you're spiritual, you're going to hear God. If you're spiritual, you're going to hear God. But if you're carnal, you're going to hear more of the carnal way of the world. Are you with me? It's just like in a relationship. If the relationship is built on carnal, it's going to have to keep on being carnal. Are you with me? Just like if I get married to my wife because she's beautiful. You know, she's a good looker, right? And I marry her. What if she don't start looking so good? Are you with me? What happens? I'm going to lose, you know. Hopefully she can get it back or he can get it back, vice versa. You know, she married me because I'm so handsome, right? And now I look like a, you know, are you with me? And sometimes we get married because I want a rich person. I want a rich man to get married to. I want a rich woman to get married to. And then down the line, what happens? They lose it all, right? And then, you know, because ain't no more money there, right? Mm-hmm. What you got together for ain't there no more. So you ain't going to want to what? Be together again. That's the carnal. But that's not what we're on today. I just had to bring that in. The carnal, you know. But anyway. But God says, the writer says that the secret thing belongs to the Lord. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children for a little period of time. Forever. Yeah. Right? You know, because sometimes what we say is that's Old Testament. How many times have we said that? That's Old Testament. Yeah. Right? But God is saying this is forever. Are you with me? What I have revealed to you is forever. If I didn't reveal it to you, you don't need to know it. Are you with me? You don't need to know. It's like you have busybodies today. He's got to know everything about you. You know? They got to. You know, right? You know, I'm not bragging on myself, but I've worked with people for years. I didn't have to know how old they were. Are you with me? I don't, you know, it's just something. You know, I got some faults now. I really do. But that one fault that I don't got. Did I say it right? That's a fault that I do not have. All right? You with me? I could look you in your face and speak to you every day. I don't got to know how old you are. Huh? I don't have to know how much you make per hour. I ain't got to know those things, but some people just got to know it. You know, just got to know. Like if I told you what I make per hour, you know, that's going to satisfy you? What? Yep. You know, but what the book is saying, right, that what he has revealed to us, that's it, time's up?
Not yet.
Okay. What he has revealed to us, we have a hard time knowing that. But we push that aside to know what we don't need to know. That's what he's saying, right? We push the things aside that we need to know, right? That's good for us to know, right? We push that aside, but I don't want to know that. I want to know where God came from. Are you with me? I want to know, was he married? You got to be careful reading some of these things, right? Because one historian said that Jesus was he had a girlfriend. You ever heard that before?
Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, exactly. Right? All right? We don't know that. The Bible, it didn't tell us that. It don't tell us that, you know, that he was. But what it tells us, right, we can't get that. Are you with me? What the Bible actually tells us, we can't, when I say we now, remember, I'm not speaking to you. You know, when I say we, I'm talking about me and the rest of those people. Once again, okay? Now, but the things that we should know, right, and we need to know, it's like we, you know, but I need to know this, something that I don't need to know. I need to know how much money Jerry got in the bank, and I'm going to find out, right? I'm going to find out, right? You know. I'm going to go through. Yeah, I just got to know. And if I find out, then what?
You want to know something? You want to know something?
Well, Scripture tells us that Christ is the head of the body of the church, not the Pope.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not us. That women are to not have authority over man teaching. Mm-hmm. Or in marriage, so it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to like read it
mm-hmm. and accept it.
And accept it.
Yeah, and accept it. You know, somebody over here, man.
Yeah, I just want to add, brother. Just want to say again, if we get away from the word, we stray away from what God's word is, and once we do that, we have gone down the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we stay with the word, then we'll do the right thing. But as you were saying too, that man, speaking of men, the way we do, we don't like what the Lord said. We can't do what he said, so we're going to change the law.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to bend that law. We're going to make it so where the Lord said this, well, we don't see nothing wrong with it, so we're going to do it this way and change it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get off of the path right there to fit what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we want to fit what we want to do? Number one, because it's difficult for us to keep to the word.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to keep to the word.
Mm-hmm.
As his disciples said, this is a hard saying. Well, I can't do it good, you know. And you... Well, Pastor, you can keep to the word, but you make me look bad because I can't keep to the word. So I think I need to change the law, you know, so that I can still look just as good as you do, you know, and look like I'm keeping the law too.
Exactly.
And we go off. This is what man does. Why? Because this is what the devil instructs him to do. We go off and follow that instead of following what the word says.
And that's what we do. Go ahead.
Romans 1:20. The New International Version. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
Exactly. There will be no excuse. Well, Lord, I thought.
You have to remember, we can never outdo God.
Mm-hmm.
God himself tells us, you know, my ways are not your ways. Mm-hmm. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. We can never go where he is, you know, as far as wisdom goes, mm-hmm. At least not on this earth. And so be content wherever you find yourself in, and thank God for the blessings that you have. And you know, do the work that God assigned you to do. What people, whether people respond to you or not, that's not up to you anyway. And God will deal with those who are against him.
Amen. And we, one thing about us, we want God to change. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? We're waiting for God to change the rules. Mm-hmm. And because God is not changing the rules, man changed the rules, and then it seems right, because the people who are in authority, just like we spoke earlier about the people in high places, you know, are you with me? Since man has changed it, right, then God blessed that man to what? Be in that position, and he changed it, then it must be right. One of the things, like I said, right, if you've ever been there, you know what I'm saying, right? Smoking reefer. Mm-hmm. Some call it pot. Some call it marijuana. Are you with me? Well, that's the first I've heard that, Brother Pat, say, yeah, right. But anyway, are you with me? Whoever been there, done that, know about it. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. It's, like I said before, it's a stepping stone. It's what kids, when we was young, we first tried out, you know, just like drinking alcohol, right? We tried maybe a beer, you know, mm-hmm. Try some wine and then alcohol, right? Mm-hmm. Stepping stone, right? Marijuana is a stepping stone. You know, you try that, right? Because you never experienced nothing like that. You never experienced that before. But sooner or later, what happens, you don't get the kick that you got when you first did it. Then you what? You gotta move up some. Are you with me? Then you move up some and you try that. I'm not gonna tell you what the next step is, because I don't want none of y'all to, you know, anyway. But you get there, right? And you're there for a while, and that don't seem to give you the kick that you really, really want. Then you step up. Are you with me? Now, what has happened is this, right? Our authorities, our people who are in charge, most people think that, and you would hear them say, God put them in that position. Well, God allowed them to have that. Are you with me? Just like he would allow anybody who wanted to get there. Are you with me? That's just how it is. That's how, at least I believe. But since they're in that position, and like I said, a lot of people said that God put them there, so if they're going to legalize marijuana, right, it must be okay. Right. It's okay. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. But that's the dumbest thing that we could possibly ever have done. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? That's just pure dumb. Excuse the preacher for saying it like that, but that's just how it is. Are you with me? You're going to legalize something that's making us stupid. Are you with me? Are you with me? And then now they're saying that if you get caught driving and you're too high, you're going to get a ticket. Huh? It was like that with alcohol. One time it was prohibition. I wouldn't run around, you know, you got to speak to Jerry about that, right? If you really, really want to, you know. But anyway, mm-hmm. Prohibition, that's it? Okay. And had stopped us from, you know, are you with me? But guess what? We fought and what? Got it back on. Huh? And now today, like I said, if you get caught drinking, you know, and driving, you'll get a ticket. Mm-hmm. The man said, police told him, the man, it says, he says, how come, you know, this is the third time I've stopped you. How come you keep driving drunk? Right? He said, well, that's why I'm walking, I keep falling down. So I had to get home somehow. Anyway, that was supposed to, everybody was supposed to.
Laugh.
Everybody. Well, that's all right. That's all right. Brother.